We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back. The trade was announced Friday, and Mike Williams was available today. The Buffalo Bills' new wide receiver acquired in a trade with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last Friday. Mike Williams in studio with us. Were you surprised by the trade last week, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I actually was. It was like a dream come true to come back home, too. So I was really surprised about the trade, but now I'm back home. It feels great.
If you had to pick where you might want to play in the NFL, would this be your number one choice?
Oh, easily, by far. This is like where I wanted. This is where I wanted to get drafted to. No disrespect to Tampa. It was a great time there, and I had fun. But me being from Buffalo and watching Andre Reed, Jerry Rice, and watching them guys go out and play, it's just something I wanted to do.
You grew up a Bills fan, you told us earlier, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Always been a Bills fan. I kind of never knew no other team but the Bills. So to come back home and play with these guys is outstanding.
Mike, we mentioned, and you talk about being drafted, it was 2010. I think we were on your front porch doing an interview with you when I was working at Channel 4. That was a great day. You could tell there was a genuine joy among your friends and family that day when you were chosen in the fourth round.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We were shocked. It was like being drafted is always great. So when you go out there and be drafted and come from where I come from, it's always exciting.
And you stepped right in that first year, 65 catches, 11 touchdowns. Obviously, your NFL career got off to a great start down there in Tampa.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I always, like I tell people, I'm going to play with a chip on my shoulder until I retire. I think 11 guys got taken over me, and I'll never forget that. And I'm going to always try to go out there and prove that I was supposed to have been that guy picked.
Do you know who some of those 11 are? Have they had good careers compared to yours?
Two of them. That's it.
Just two of the 11.
Two of the 11.
When you were at Tampa, and I remember saying this to you on the front porch over there in 2010, my friend Alex Van Pelt was there already as the quarterback's coach, and you had kind of a good working relationship with Alex, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Alex used to say he used to walk into the meeting rooms and be like, it's so easy, just get Mike the ball. He was my guy, man. I enjoy working with him, but he's a good coach, too. It's sad that I heard he was supposed to be back here, too.
Yeah, maybe someday he will. You worked with Josh Freeman. Tell me about him, a young quarterback. You two of you almost grew up together those first few years.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like you said, we grew up together. We went through the struggle together. We had success together. I think he just ended up in a bad situation where he kept switching on and off and new coaches and things like that. But he's a great quarterback.
We're with Mike Williams, the Bills' new wide receiver, acquired in a trade last Friday. And, of course, we've watched you play up here and watched the Bucs play over the years. Mike, it always struck me, and I'm looking at your number, 6'1", 212. You seem to play bigger than that. Are those accurate numbers, first of all? Are you just 6'1" tall?
No, 6'2", 222.
All right. But you play bigger than that. Like, you have kind of a big catching radius, it seems.
Oh, yeah. It was always – I don't know if you know what a Nepton is.
No.
It's like a shark, like, in a whale together. And he jumps and he attacks his prey. So, it's like, when I see the ball in the air, that's what I kind of think of myself as being a Nepton. So, I jump and attack it. Like, no matter what, I always say it's mine. So, I always play – if the ball in the air is mine.
Is that a real animal, or is that like a...
It really is.
I got to look that up. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like he really attacks. He jumps out the water and attacks his prey.
That's a big part of being a receiver, isn't it? The ball is up, and sometimes, you know, it's not going to be perfectly lean into your hands. You got to fight for the ball. You got to go get it, basically.
Oh, yeah. like my mom always tells me, there's no perfect pass. So she always say, go up and get it. Like, don't be trying to run under it. Go up and get it. And that's just how I learned how to play. Sometimes you might get a perfect pass and dimed on you, but you still got to make the catch. So,
hey, Mike, here in Buffalo, not only are you coming home, but you're reunited with a coach you had at Syracuse, Doug Marrone. His first year there was your last year there. So tell me about the relationship you had and the time you had there with Doug Marrone.
Oh, yeah, on the field, our games, when we played on the field, we had a lot of success. Actually, some of my best success at Syracuse, a couple 200-yard games. So playing with him was great. It was just sometimes you had disagreements. And like Coach Marrone said, it was his first year. And he kind of made some mistakes and made some choices that wasn't right. And I told him the same thing with me. Like, it was me being back at Syracuse after coming back after the grades thing. And for my first year coming back to Syracuse, And I made some decisions and some decisions that I'll take back. But we led to here, so I kind of want to keep them decisions how we had them.
Yeah, and after you found success at Tampa, there was a Syracuse writer who wrote a story about you. There's a great quote from you in there about you and your relationship with Doug Marrone. It says, "If I saw him on the street, I'd give him a big hug. I have no hard feelings." And that was 4 years ago you had those no hard feelings for Doug Marrone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So with that quote, you should know, it's never been really no hard feelings. It was just a disagreement, and which led us both here.
What was it like when – did you know that he was going to pick you up at the airport last Friday night?
Oh, yeah. Before the trade even went down, I talked to Coach Marrone. We talked about the pass, and we were going to lead a pass at the pass, and he let me know he was going to pick me up from the airport, too.
What did they expect from you here, first of all, on the field? What do you think Coach Marrone and the coaching staff want you to do on this roster?
Well, score touchdowns. That's kind of what I've been known for me being in high school, college. Just like I might have seven catches, but I might have three catches, I mean, and two of them might be touchdowns. So that's what they really expect in here, and that's what I'm willing to bring here.
You had some off-the-field issues. Did they talk to you about that either before the trade or since you've been here?
Oh, yeah, before the trade. They found out all the true stories and things like that. They found out what was the real stories and what was I going through for real and what story was what. But with those stories being said, they still took me.
You mentioned at a press conference earlier today how one of your faults might have been being too generous, having too big a heart. Can you talk about that, what you're thinking of there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sometimes you get a cold-hearted guy, and he go out there, and he's just cold-hearted, and he's just bad, and he's just out there doing stuff on purpose and things like that. But I kind of always tell people, like, it's kind of hard, too, when you got a big heart and giving back to people, because now I feel like I've got to help everybody. Now I want to help his mistakes and that mistakes. And sometimes it kind of get me in bad positions, and I try to work my way out of those. But I think it's these 4 years in the league made me learn that you got to learn to say no and learn to back off of certain things.
How will playing at home close to friends and family help you, you know, straighten out, not get in trouble in the future?
I guess I'm back at home. I mean, I kind of look at it as playing at Riverside and playing at Syracuse. It's like all my home, they all here. There's no more flights and things like that. Mm-hmm. There's no more, can you come down here and stay with me? You can stay in your own house now. It's like I said, playing back at Riverside.
I've been told you have a good relationship with another guy who's come home this year, Corey Graham, to play for the Bills. Do you have a relationship with Corey?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Growing up with Corey, playing against him basketball.
He's a little older than you, wasn't he?
Yeah, I still got the wins in basketball versus him. I told him he played for the Ravens. I told him he'd always be on my highlight tape. So, but it's kind of great coming back home playing with him, and both of us being from Buffalo and coming to play for the Bills. I know this was his home. This was his dream, and my dream too. So it's kind of like we both living the dream together.
Mike, how are you physically? I know you just got hurt with an incident a couple of weeks ago. How are you now, and what's the rest of your offseason look like before you come back here in a couple of weeks?
I'm going to come back here in a couple of weeks and be right on schedule with the team. I'm doing everything they're doing every workout, not missing no time for no injuries or nothing like that. So it's straight. Like my mom called me Wolverine, so I kind of heal real fast. So I'll be ready to be right on the field when these guys get here, too.
It's funny how things work out, isn't it? Did you ever imagine you'd be playing for the Buffalo Bills?
I kind of, like I said, I dreamed it all the time. Me being and playing for the Bills, I always dreamed of me going to UB. But I went to Syracuse, so I guess it's close to home. So, but it's a dream come true.
Mike, thanks. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Williams, Bills wide receiver, our guest in studio. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.